Mr. Mahoney from Cox had sent us saying that in 2 to 3 weeks they expect the virus to proceed rapidly. And I'll quote, "I already have outlying hospitals calling looking for beds." And then he ends by saying, "We know masking, physical distancing, and washing hands works." So strongly urging everyone to follow those directions. Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 461215 through 461297, no warrants, and one transfer, no journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, November 9th, and November 12th, 2020, and executive session minutes for November 12th, 2020.
I just have a question on the public comment on the first one.
November 9th.
On November 9th. Do we typically put the public comment? We've had this discussion before. Public comment is even during the normal commission meeting.
It's been done both ways since I've been here.
And then the first one, is that a true representation? Because they didn't cover up a window, they made a window.
I'm sorry, do what?
It says that they voice concerns that the assessor's office is not showing transparency by covering up their window. They opened up a window. So I just want to make sure that this is being truly represented here. I'm fine with it. I just want to make sure it's being...
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that...
Normally when I have a question, I go back and listen to the tape, but I don't think you can listen to the tape on that, can you?
No, because it's not part of the actual... Public comment is not part of the agenda. Therefore, in my opinion, it's not part of the actual... meeting minutes that need to be.
I don't have any problem with any of the minutes that I saw, I don't think.
Like I said, I just want to make sure that's the right representation because they didn't cover up a window.
Yeah. I can't recall back exactly what he said. Can you, Mr. Schofield?
I can't. I'd have to go back and listen to the... Well, there's nothing to listen to.
There's nothing to listen to. So if you guys want to make that part of the permanent record, we can.
I have no problem with it.
I'm unsure this is not sad, so.
I move to approve the minutes of November 9, 2020.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I have no problem with the executive on the 9th. I move to approve the executive minutes of November 9, 2020.
Second discussion.
We have a second with discussion on November 9th, executive session minutes.
I didn't vote on any of those, and it has me in here saying aye. So that needs to be changed to either abstain or non-vote, non-voting member at the time or something.
See, I wondered today on that because I thought you had before.
I have the 12th. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
I thought it usually said by teleconference.
Via teleconference, you can't vote in executive session, and I never have.
Okay.
So it needs to either say abstain, probably needs to say abstain. You okay with those changes?
Yes.
Would you like to reflect your motion to say that?
I move to approve the executive session minutes January 9, 2020 as amended.
Second.
As corrected.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for November 12th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for November 12th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for septic systems services, number 202009-456.
Don't have a mic down there?
Oh, they're up here. I didn't take it down.
We're here in reference to RFB 202009456. We received two bids, and upon opening them, we discovered one of them was disqualified. They did not comply with the requirements within the bid document. And that was S&S Pumping out of Saddlebrook, Missouri. And then we also received one from Boardman Septic Services out of Kirbyville, coming in at a total bid average price of $130.55. Our recommendation is to go with Boardman Septic Services.
And have you found, Ms. Shizuti, Boardman Septic Service to do good work for the
Yeah, okay.
In the last 2 years here that we've been using Boardman's, I have not heard one concern issued by the public, at all in dealing with Boardman's or with our program in general. So they've done a good job for us, and their prices are holding at what their prices were in 2019, so they're not changing their pricing at all.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Move to award bid number 202009-456 to Boardman Septic Services out of Kirbyville, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say Nikki made this process very easy for me.
Okay.
Did a great job.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Letter of Commitment, City of Rockaway Beach, 2020 Community Development Block Grant.
Sean had to leave. His wife's grandmother, grandfather just passed away, so he had to go back to Springfield.
This is the Missouri State CDBG Program Manager, the grant for taking care of the roads.
Yes, we're applying for $500,000, and we came before the commission a few months ago about the match, and so the city is going to match that as best we can with a commitment of about $20,000 in cash and about $5,000 in kind, because our guys will be able to do some ditch work if we get awarded. So the opening of the grant was just in October, and so we have until December 31st. So they had pushed it all the way back. So the grant application just became available in October. So we're.
Is it a 10% match?
Well, with CDBG, with each amount that you put forward, you get points and you get a better chance on the list. So
there's no percentage of match, it's just however much you can put together.
That's exactly correct.
And you guys are putting together $25,000?
Yes.
And you're asking for us to put in $25,000?
Yes. That gives us a much better chance to get the grant.
I was looking at the booklet that on the road improvements that you said mm-hmm. applying for the grant, and I didn't realize the roads had gotten in that bad of shape on some of them.
Well, and we spent we pulled out $32,000 last year and did a chip and seal in the Wallace, the West Wallace areas back where the roads were. Some of them were almost impassable, and people were tearing up their cars. And so we came through there, and we got the millings off the highway, and they dumped them at our yard out there when they came through and did the highway. So I worked a deal with MoDOT, and they were kind enough to drop their millings off and save them money. So we had the millings to fill the roads. So that gave us all the fill we needed to get some of those roads repaired. So we did the worst first.
Yes.
But it's been an awfully long time since the roads have been repaired.
How many miles estimated are you guys going to be able to do with this?
I think it's like
7 point miles.
Something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And are we beholden to them for anything with that?
No.
The only thing on this letter I would